Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
While the ball is in my court during the season to play football well, the ball certainly goes back to the Redskins' court to continue this process. So while there was a deadline this summer, the real deadline to make a decision of next year is next year, and that's not where my focus is. My focus is on playing football, but there will be plenty of time to figure that all out down the road. And again, my first choice would be to be with the Redskins long term, and we'll see with more information if we can make that happen.
That information comes in each and every week. Kirk Cousins has played 3 games since the ball was put back into his court. Welcome back, Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We'll get into Cousins and how the negotiation has changed and what's happened through 3 games to make it more or less likely that he's going to be a Redskin in a second. Wanted to ask you this real quick, though.
Yeah.
It's Football Friday. I love Football Fridays. They come after Thursday night football and before Saturday and Sundays of college and pro game.
That is the sequence, yes.
I saw a lot of last night's game, and it was the first time I've seen extensive Tony Romo color commentator. Tony Romo, I guess just because he's popular and new, is a lightning rod. Either you're tweeting how much you love him or tweeting how much you hate him. I know everyone hates everything. I'm not really sure what there is to despise about Tony Romo calling color. I found him to be so refreshingly excited to be in the booth. I actually find him to be entertaining. He's got a lot of energy. His delivery is kind of that of a fan almost, not someone who's been up in the booth for 20 years wearing a shirt and tie. I could kind of picture him in a, you know, polo shirt and jeans, just sitting there watching football.
Shooting the bull.
There are little nits I would pick. Everyone goes crazy about him yelling pre-snap what's going to happen. I think he overdoes that a little bit. I don't know that he needs to do that as often as he does. I think he's really good. I think he's entertaining. I think he's fun. I think he has fun while he does it. The word I would use again is refreshing. I enjoyed it. I was tweeting with Liz Clark of the Washington Post about this, and she said, it's grab your popcorn fun, almost like you're talking about a movie, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let me just go sit in my chair and eat some popcorn. I thought he was good. I thought it was a fun thing. People seem to really dislike him, and I don't know why.
There's a lot that to me, it's more good than bad. It's the opposite of Phil Simms. They go, watch them run the ball, Jim, and then they drop back and throw because there are no running backs in the backfield. Like, I'll take Tony Romo saying, for example, right before the half or right before the quarter ends, there's no way Aaron Rodgers is running this play. And then he doesn't. He's trying to draw them off sides. Give me that. Give me a guy that clearly knows the sport so much. The things that drive me nuts, though, for color guys are, and remember, I'm trying to think, was it Al McGuire? I can't remember the guy's name. He used to do Sunday Night Football with Dan Patrick.
He was Paul McGuire.
Paul McGuire. He would go, watch this. You want to talk about a guy. Of course I'm watching it. We're watching a television screen.
Right.
So Romo does a little bit of the, oh, man, oh, God, what? Look at this. Like, there's a lot of that, like,
that's
colloquial stuff.
That's something you learn and you get rid of.
Right. So that's the kind of stuff that I just sort of, it makes me cringe a little bit as a fan. But his information, analysis, and I'm with you, I like that he's not above all this. You're not better than it.
I think his energy and information, that combination makes him really good. Now, you can dislike other things about, like I said, if I was in charge of his performance, reviewing it, I would sit down and I would say, hey, you're getting a lot of juice and hype for calling plays, and now you're overdoing it a little bit.
Yeah, there's like, oh, man, I don't know. Like, I don't need those things at all from my color commentator.
I just, if you watch Tony Romo and somehow you're annoyed or you're bothered, I had so many people, I tweeted something last night about enjoying him, and it was just a huge response of people telling me how awful and how his voice is annoying and he's way over the top. I didn't feel any of that. Also, I don't think there is a proper respect for color commentary. I think that is one of the hardest jobs to do well that there is in sports media. I also think color commentary is one of the easiest jobs to annoy people with.
Yes.
I think talk show hosts, honestly, it's impossible to be liked by everyone or well-liked even.
Agreed.
You're giving opinions all day long. A columnist writes a column every several days and you agree with it or you disagree with it. We're just saying things and basically living our lives on the radio very publicly for people all day long.
Right.
You're not going to be as likable in this role as in another role, generally speaking. That said, color commentator, for some reason over the course of a 3-hour game, it grates on people's nerves. Every comment you make, we know right away whether it was right or wrong. That's not an easy thing to do.
No, it's not.
And that's why there are so many color commentators that are the butt of jokes and vilified, and it's just an easy thing to dislike. I'm pro Romo. I think he does a good job.
Here's the thing that I think is hardest about it that nobody understands. And doing this in this format for a gig where you've got hours to fill, where the explanations are sourced and they're lengthy and they're researched. It's not in real time. Does that make any sense? I'm reacting to not only the game, but what was said about the game. And then there's a pulse. So I've had a chance to formulate every opinion for the most part, unless something breaks and we sort of react impromptu, but you get the point of the dude's story. Imagine instead of a 10-minute segment where here's my opinion on the Redskins defensive player that has the best impact. Here's my top three, and here's my reasons why. I can cite this number of tackles, et cetera, and so on and so forth. Imagine a play occurs. You not only have to have that information ready to go, that's Zach Brown's 25th tackle of the season to this point, which is amazing because the next closest guy on the roster has 12. Yeah. Then you add in that. Then you add a bit of opinion. And then, oh, by the way, it's all got to be over before the next play starts.
Right.
We're doing this for 11 minutes at a time. We're weaving in callers. We've got crutches. Now, granted, there's hard things about what we do that people don't know. But it's new. We're close to the entertaining, informative, smart, funny at times. You have to be everything at all times. And, oh, by the way, fit it into 10 seconds.
Did you find Romo funny at all? I thought he had a couple of zings that were – I never laughed, but I said, huh, that was a good line.
Yeah, I smirked a couple times.
Yeah.
But again, way more good than bad. So I'm not going to be like, oh, he sucks, he's trash, he's a cowboy.
So 1 to 10 me on Tony Romo.
I would say 6.5 with a huge upside. Right. To me, he could very easily be the best. Remember what it was before. When Jim Nantz called the game, Phil Simms, Jim, they're going to use a timeout. No, they don't have any timeouts left. Just wrong and watching a different sport than everyone else.
The type of color commentator that grates on my nerves are people that just don't ever teach me anything. I want to learn while I'm watching. I learn a lot with Tony Romo. The point he made last night from a football standpoint that I thought was the best evidence that he's good at what he does, do you remember at the end of the first half where he's going, call timeout. They're not calling timeout. And eventually they called timeout. And there were 13 seconds left in the half, and they'd wasted 8 seconds, basically.
Right.
And Romo right away, and I was thinking this. I was going, well, let's see, how many plays do they have left? He goes, you got to call that timeout before 19 seconds. It takes 19 seconds to run a play and get your field goal unit on the field for a field goal. Because if you run a play at less than 19 seconds, you're not going to get a second play off inbounds. So that's the cardinal rule for quarterbacks, is under 19 seconds, you've got to know you got to call a timeout before 19. Mike Lennon didn't know that.
Right.
Tony Romo did. And he told us that on the broadcast. And I thought that was really smart. I've never heard it described that way, that there's an actual second that quarterbacks are taught, call it before now or else you got to go to the end zone or go to the sideline.
And they were so lucky they scored a touchdown on that possession.
Oh, yeah.
But they blew it.
Well, it didn't end up mattering because the Bears just got beat. So
well, there is that.
John Fox also just completely waved the white flag. With 13 minutes left, they got the ball back. Granted, they were going to lose anyway. But there was no tempo. There was no attempt to get back into the game.
8-minute time-consuming drive.
They ran
Congrats.
The ball like 9 straight plays on a drive and got down the field, and they're all high-fiving about inserting their will and being enforcers in the trenches. Yeah, you just took 8 minutes to score a touchdown, and now you're only down by 28 in the second half. It was very quirky and weird. I didn't understand what was going on. Kirk Cousins has played 3 games this season. Let's analyze where he ranks around the league and what it means for his contract next. Has he helped his cause to get huge money to this point, or has he hurt it?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.